Good morning, it's Wednesday, September 15th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. A cloudy morning to start, followed by some partial clearing with a high of 65 degrees. A partly cloudy evening with an overnight low of 44 degrees. Pierce County is reporting 376 new COVID-19 cases and 7 new deaths. 4 of the deaths were among people in their 60s and younger, including a Lakewood woman in her 30s. The State Department of Health says 63.3% of the population 12 and older in Pierce County has gotten a first vaccination, and 56.3% is fully vaccinated. Walk-up vaccine sites run by the county and most Tacoma Pierce County Health Department events no longer require an appointment, and all TPCHD events are for first or second doses. Drivers should prepare for backups on I-5. A gate closure at Joint Base Lewis-McChord led to heavy traffic during yesterday's morning commute. The DuPont Gate at JBLM is scheduled to close to inbound traffic for 3 weeks until October 4. A photo tweeted by the Washington State Department of Transportation showed northbound traffic out of Lacey backed up for miles. A tweet about 20 minutes later showed traffic congested as far south as where Marvin Road and Lacey intersects with the freeway. JBLM suggests drivers that use the DuPont Gate should instead use the RCF Gate, which has an inbound lane open 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. weekdays. Drivers can also use the Liberty Gate, which is open 24/7, or the Integrity Gate, which is open 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekends. Authorities are investigating after a train derailed at the Port of Tacoma. The train hit a pole yesterday afternoon and knocked down power lines. Firefighters from the Tacoma Fire Department were on the scene in the 2100 block of Port of Tacoma Road. There are no reports of injuries, and Tacoma Public Utilities work to assist with the downed power lines. Fire crews asked people to avoid the area. The owners of a Tacoma store that sells a blast from the past are handing over the keys. Kendra and Tom Frog are retiring 31 years after opening Lily Pad Antiques. The couple spent decades amassing a collection of antiques and collectibles, from Raggedy Ann dolls to Star Wars figurines. Now though, they want to travel and to enjoy more time with their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Luckily, the Lily Pad isn't going anywhere from its location near Broadway and South 9th Street. Clarence Acosta, a longtime friend of the Frogas, will take over ownership when they leave at the end of September. The couple says they've known Acosta for 30 years and that he loves toys maybe more than they do. Some athletes out of Pierce County are bringing home the gold. The Gig Harbor Canoe and Kayak Racing Team took first place in the American Canoe Association National Championships, held this year in Oklahoma City. That's the 8th championship in the last 9 years. It was a complete and thorough win for the GHCKRT. They scored 1,380 points with Lanier Canoe and Kayak Club from Georgia, scoring a distant second with 377.8 total points. In fact, GHCKRT outscored the second through fifth place team total scores combined. The biggest key to their domination came from the sheer numbers the GHCKRT brought from Gig Harbor to Oklahoma City. 64 members qualified for the Nationals, making Gig Harbor the largest team at the competition. Voting is now open for the News Tribune's High School Athlete of the Week poll. This covers football games that happen September 6th to 11th. Voting will remain open until Thursday tomorrow at noon. Want to nominate a high school athlete from the South Sound in the future? Email Preps reporter John Manley at john.manley@thenewstribune.com, or send a direct message on Twitter to @manley_dnt. Nominations must be submitted by 5 p.m. Sunday. Some of Pierce County's best Thai food is inside a sports bar. Arawan Sports Bar and Grill is in Lakewood, steps from the Sounder train station. It's the brainchild of co-owner and head chef Eufapor Nanatario, who settled in Pierce about 15 years ago with her husband. After years working in Thai restaurants mostly in Olympia, she wanted a place of her own. The couple found a gutted storefront in the same Pacific Highway shopping plaza through a fellow Thai business owner. Since opening in late 2019 and pulling through the pandemic, regular customers gather for daily pool games or a to-go order of Thai iced teas, strongly brewed in-house. Many of Arawan's online reviews praise the food, the family-like service and its diamond-in-the-rough nature. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!